Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you so much for making the JK Show part of your routine. It's a quarterback league. That's what everyone says, right? It's a quarterback league. If you don't have a quarterback, you got nothing. If you have an injured quarterback, you got to be careful with them. We got questions about that. So who better than one of the legends who played the position, Joe Theismann, who joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Happy 2018 NFL season, Joe. Good to have you back.
Same to you, John. Good to be back with you on a Sunday morning.
Joe, let me first ask you, I'm going to make you a GM or a coach. I'm going to elevate you to a job you've never asked for. If Aaron Rodgers' knee doesn't have ligament damage, but it's going to take weeks to feel right, what would you think about throwing him out there today as a starting quarterback against a Minnesota team who may be the most ferocious defensive front in football?
Well, let me say this. Obviously none of us are privy to what Mike McCarthy,
correct,
Mark Murphy, the entire organization. So, I mean, just, you know, I would, if he was cleared medically, if Mike watched him work in practice and he was cleared medically, I'd let him play football. That's what we do. We get paid to play football. I mean, he's the highest paid quarterback in the history of football. He proved against the Chicago Bears why he deserves to be in that situation with the great comeback they had last week. And if the medical staff says it's good to go, if he feels like he's good to go, then, you know, I would agree with him. I would play.
Is that the way? Well, I knew you'd. I knew you'd play.
Wouldn't let me play. I'd be upset if they wouldn't let me play.
And I knew you'd play as a long-suffering Eagles fan all those years, watching you go out there. I knew you'd play. And I guarantee if your coach told you you weren't playing, that there would have been paint coming off the walls. You guys would have had words.
They would have had to have given me a good explanation. And the way I said, all of us are privy to the information that the organization has and the coaching staff has and the medical staff has.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some pundits out there and say, oh, you shouldn't play. But they don't understand the nature of the makeup of the individual. They don't understand the facts that have been presented. The facts look like they're in Aaron's favor.
If when you see the Carson Wentz situation, I guess then that's your same opinion. When Carson Wentz is cleared to play, you play him.
Absolutely.
But immediately. The week he's cleared to play, you play him.
Yes. Now, Aaron, two different quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers gets the ball out of his hands faster and quicker than anybody in football. He's the greatest pure passer that the game of football has ever seen. No one has his release. No one has his accuracy. Nobody spins the ball with the velocity that he has. Now, there are others that have had individual parts of that, but never in one total package like Aaron. Carson relied a lot on his mobility, the ability to move around.
Sure.
And I think that's the thing that Doug is keeping an eye on. How well do you move in the pocket? I don't want you to be a sitting duck back there. I want you to be able to have escapability, but you're also going to have to be smart. Remember how he got hurt. He got hurt running the football. He did not get hurt throwing the football. And that's the thing that's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, I think, for him, is to not take off impulsively and say, okay, I'm going to go pick up this first down.
I know you're always wise about, you know, pumping the brakes and not making just blanket statements based on one game. But Sam Darnold had to impress you to some degree on Monday night.
It impressed me through the preseason. I give Todd a lot of credit. He gave Sam a ton of work during the preseason and got comfortable with his quarterback. But how many times have you and I had discussions, and you'll hear me say this constantly, the quarterback is the single most dependent position on the field.
No question.
The Jets defense showed up big, and they helped their quarterback a lot. You know, you're going to throw interceptions. You're going to make mistakes. We scrutinize every play now like it's the last play of a career. They're going to happen. Fumbles are going to happen. Interceptions are going to happen. But if you have a defense that can bail you out, and that's what I believe they have with the Jets, and this is going to be a great test for them against Miami. I think Miami's, you know, been sort of under the radar as a pretty darn good football team. So, you know, I like what Sam was doing during the preseason. I like the approach they had. I'm never a big believer in starting rookies, but sometimes you're forced to have to make them play. The same thing happened in Buffalo right now, John. They got to play Josh Allen. And I don't know if he has the support around him that the Jets have.
Yeah, it's not the same situation. The Dallas and the Giants tonight on Sunday Night Football. And obviously this game, they're usually coin flip type games, field goal type games. What are you feeling with this one?
I hope they tie. The
yes, exactly. I'll take it. Can they both lose? Is there a way they could both lose?
You're the same way as an Eagle fan.
Exactly, right.
No, I think Dallas has issues. I think Dallas has questions. Everybody's talking about this is a huge game for Dak. He's got to step up. It isn't only Dak. You know, when you start taking pieces away around him, for whatever Dez was, he was a little bit of a security blanket. Jason Witten is now in a booth, not on a football field. Those are two very big parts of an offense that aren't there. Now, we saw what happened when Zeke came back last year at the end of the year, and he couldn't get a running game going. Dak had to try and take a little more on his shoulders, which is only natural, but you just can't do it. You can't do it for the success of your team. The Giants, Saquon Barkley impressed the living daylights out of me the other day. I'm telling you, the kid is for real. And I think the receiving core is as threatening as anyone in football. So, and the Giants' defense, they'll be there. This is where one's going to help the other. I like the Giants against Dallas in this game. I always say this. The Mannings are my favorite family. I have a picture of all of us. I consider myself a outside cousin of the
honorary Manning. Yeah.
Honorary Manning. I got my picture with Arch and the kids. But Eli tends to, twice a game, throw the ball to the other team. Question is, will they catch it? And what will happen with it when they get the ball? Now, if he can play to a degree flawlessly, I think they're going to be a tough out. I mean, I just think that, this division to me is pretty wide open. I think the Redskins are a much better football team. Cowboys have the biggest question mark.
I'm surprised you. I look at the Eagles as still being heads and tails above them. Roster is the best.
If it stays healthy, but John, we both know. The Redskins had 21 guys on IR last year, 23 guys on IR last year, and they almost had the Eagles twice. Carson makes a miracle escape in that game, which helps them win. And then, he's magical.
Yeah, he is.
I think Nick has done an excellent job. See, this is where preseason means nothing. You watch Nick struggle basically through the preseason, and then all of a sudden he comes out and he plays the kind of Nick Foles football he's capable of playing. He's like Case Keenum. The two of them, they're very similar in the way they run their offenses.
The Jimmy Garoppolo's debut against Minnesota, what did you think this year's debut?
I think this year's debut, I didn't expect them to win in Minnesota.
I didn't either.
I think Jimmy continues to play consistent football, and that's a case, again, where you take a look at the throws that Kirk made in that game. There wasn't a lot of room to put the football when he put the football on a couple of those touchdown passes. I mean, Kirk is an accurate get the ball out of your hands, guy. He's not going to run around. Basically, he can move, but he's not going to run around. Alex is different for us in Washington. He'll go run with the football a little bit. I think that's what Jay wanted. But I thought Jimmy played just the way Kyle wants him. Don't ever underestimate Kyle Shanahan's ability to be a play caller.
Sure.
He's one of the top offensive coordinators in this game. He finds ways to get the ball to people to be able to make plays. And, I like what Jimmy. I like where the progress is going with Jimmy. Now we're going to find out who the real San Francisco 49ers are.
Jacksonville spent this entire offseason talking about the New England Patriots in that game. Did they learn some lessons from the Eagles in the Super Bowl about how to beat them, and will they use them today to get that victory? Without Fournette, it looks like.
I think it's going to be a struggle without Leonard Fournette. I really do. I think Brent's going to have his hands full with New England's defense. Don't ever underestimate Bill Belichick and what he can do on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, Matt Patricia's gone on to Detroit, but Bill's still the architect and has been for umpteen years in this league. He was that way with the Giants. He was that way in Cleveland. He's that way now in New England. And Tom's there. So, Jacksonville can point towards this game. I would have liked to have heard the dialogue say, hey, we're going to play a great New England football team. We're going to have to go out there and put our best effort out there. But gee whiz, it's the second game of the season.
That's the way
I look at it. New England's a hard team to say, oh, you're not going to win. Can't do that as long as Tom's there.
Look forward to catching up with you during the entire NFL season. Joe, good to have you back, buddy. Thank you, man.
Thanks, John. Great catching up with you. Bye-bye.
Great having Joe Theismann join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.